We had about 2 tenths there.
Yeah.
Just enough to water the grass.
Well, it settled the dust in it.
Yeah, it felt good right there.
Now the Institute of Texan Culture is there in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
This Institute of Texan Culture, you know, at the Hemisphere, a big museum they have, is working up a,
you know, Dan Burrell.
Uh-huh.
He was born in this house, see? But he's about 2 years younger than I am, but he don't remember it, I don't think. He was born. That belonged to the Burrell estate,
uh-huh.
And Frank Burrell lived here last. He used to have the butcher shop,
uh-huh.
And that must have been we used to play together.
Was that Dad's father?
Had a sister, Frances. She was about my age. I'm gonna be 76. No, 76. And the way I can figure, I was told a lot of times, but you know, Dick, this must have been in about 1907, when they lived here, 7. For sure, I don't know, but I'd say 1907.
This is when the Burrells left?
Yeah, and then they sold the Burrells they had in the state. It belonged to Man Burrell, Louis Burrells, Robert Burrell, and Dan Burrell's father. And they sold it.
Uh-huh.
I think it was 319 acres.
And across the road over there, or
yeah,
over on this side?
No, John Sneed, way back.
Oh, huh?
Back
way back there. All the way to the river?
But I think it was 319 acres.
Did it go all the way to the river?
I gotta get closer.
Did it go all the way to the river?
No, not quite. Just down here.
Down to the flat.
Yeah.
And
then Kenny, he did not have these old people talk.
Uh-huh.
They were good neighbors. I ate a many a piece of bread there when I was a kid. The old man, he had a white beard, and he'd sit, and he had a newspaper, he had it for a kill flies.
Uh-huh.
And he had a peach tree where he was sitting on the porch, facing this way. And we kids, we'd sneak around to go around the back of the house and get his peaches. And while he was sitting there in the chair sleeping, one day he's seen me. So the next day he saw me. He said he always called me Captain Weiss. I was a little pup. He says, "Listen." He says, "We want any peaches. Why don't you come here? He's a good old man. Why don't you ask?" I says, "I ain't got no peaches." He says, "Listen, boy, ever since I'm big enough to lie, I don't believe everybody." But when they bought this piece of land, what they give for it, that house there, that lumber pot, that wasn't on there. They built that since they come here. It was just a rock house. You've seen that.
Yeah,
it was just a rock house, but they built that lumber pot on it. It must have been about 1907, around there. It's a long time ago. I can just remember. Then they lived here all these years. And August was married to Mary Beth. And my mother was still living. They were neighbors. In other words, they were kin.
Uh-huh.
And she had TB.
Oh.
And she died. And I remember the morning August come and told my mother that his wife died.
Oh.
He walked right out there. So passed away. I was little. And about two mother died. She could took it from her.
Oh.
She went and waited on her. So, that makes it pretty good. My mother died in February 12, 1913. And then they lived here all them years, you know. Which there was neighbors. And she died. And then about 3-4 years later, he married Miss Kinnick down there, his wife, Ella. She was a hand, she was an old maid. He was a widower. The old man in August was batching here all the time, and they was batching. The old man was batching up there in Haby Settlement, but them houses are all tore down, I couldn't see. He was a pretty wealthy old man.
Put up together, huh?
Yeah. See how he... Now, I was told this from the older people. She was a spetter, but she had married a spetter. And Joe Spetter was a half-brother to August. And old man Jack Kinney, he went to work. He was working for Spetter at the same time. Now, I heard this talk, you know, just a moment. And years come on, he married that widow. So she had August. That made, and they had August. August just had one boy. Jack had just one boy, that is August. Then they had a piece of land up there past the canal, plain as Avio's. Miss Della Kinnick, she sold it here about 15, 20 years ago up there. She sold it. She sold this to Willie Woodson. His brand was 7K.
It was August.
Old Kinnick brand. 7K cattle and horses. Very nice people. But when he died, I don't remember. I wasn't here that time, but he died. When I come back, I was somewheres working.
I went by and looked at the tombstone. I went by and looked at his tombstone.
What year did he?
Jacob died in 1927.
Yeah?
He was 90 years old.
Yeah?
He was born in 1837.
Yeah? Yeah, in 27. In August, he must have died.
I want to check that date. I don't know if that didn't.
Well, August died before my father died. In August, my daddy will be dead for 40 years. I guess August must be dead right at 50 years. He died not too long after his dad died. Yeah, it joins me all the way. I wanted to buy it, but she had promised Willie August and Bella had promised Kenny if they'd ever sell it, they'd sell it to him. Well, he didn't have no use for it. He had
missed it already.
Yeah. So he got it. They bought it cheap. $16,000.
They got 300 acres there. 300 and some odd acres?
I think it's 319 acres. And good land this
year. Oh, yes, yeah, beautiful land.
Of course, that was improved since he died. It was all scrubbed down here and out this way. But they had a ranch up here. And they owned. I think Kinnick owned some of that Harris land. That's above Rio Medina, you know what they call the Harris land.
Not familiar with that land.
Two hearts live
on.
Some of that land Eric gave me now. And he sold it to Harris. Or he had a piece there and sold it to somebody else. That's a long time ago. But they come here and they lived here all them years. That was their original home.
Yes, that's the deal. Yeah.
That's when they died. The old man died here. August died here. Well, August died in Casterville. He had to move to Casterville. He lived here all his life, all the time.
Since 1907,
Since
1907,
70.
Since 1907, you said they bought that about 1907?
Yeah, about 1907. Around there, it could be 8 and it could be 6. But, you know, these old people are all dead.
Oh,
of course, if they got a date, that would show
it. Oh, yeah, I could find it in the courthouse, I'm sure.
Yeah, I found it somewhere. But I'd say around 1907.
I guess Jacob was one of the original Castro settlers then, wasn't he? Came over here as a boy?
You know.
He was born in 37. He was born in 37, so...
Huh?
He was born in 37, so he had time to come over here as a boy.
Where did he come from?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He was born before this was settled, though.
Yeah. Why, the Indians was here. Well, because I heard them talk about the Indians. They shot an Indian, old man Nicholas Haley shot an Indian. Right on that hill where they lived. Going up that hill.
Is that over across the river?
Yeah. Shot an Indian. He was trying to steal his horse.
Shot him.
Why, right here on this hill, 20 years ago, before this was plowed, you could find arrows where the Indians made their arrows. We always picked them up. They had an Indian camp here that long years ago.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, there.
I found a few on our place there.
Yeah, you're around. Actually, I don't know whether he was a German, or he was an Alsace, or if he was what he was, or a French. He talked Alsace like we talk. He's a great big man.
Well,
actually, I don't know, but I imagine he didn't look like a German. He didn't have no German ways.
Looks like he's Alsatian. Could have been either one.
I take my grandfather. Well, they're all related. They're all married there. They had a spring there where Sinsmeyer lives, going up the hill. He's got a little pecan orchard there and
That spring, it never did dry up during the drought, did it?
It never did, and they all got their water now.
Sure.
These old people, that was George Haby, Daddy, Sharp, R, the Shots, and the Facts. They all had about an acre or two of land joining it, you know, so they had water. That was the only water they had. That day. And after Sinsmeyer got it, he dug it out, and he's got a $10,000 worth of it.
Not a bucks. Pretty close, sir.
Yeah, pretty. I'd like to take you up there sometime, sure.
Yeah, I've seen it from the road. I've never been in there.
You know, huh?
I've seen it from the road. I've never been in there.
But you know, all I'm about. Now, I got a brother. He's Joe. He's older than I am. He might tell you, but I don't know. He's forgot a lot of things. He's 12 years older than I am. He could remember well. But all the others, old people are all dead.
Yeah, that's the truth.
They're all dead. I'm the only one left here. That's what it is right here. This whole settlement. Now you take George Payne and them, they're about my age and all that.
But, you know, people had a lot of fun right out there. They'd visit. They didn't have no cars to visit. They'd walk. They'd come. And we'd go and they'd talk about the Indians. And they'd say, "Hey, so-and-so, go and get a bucket of water." And they'd have to hide and dive, so you wouldn't get enough. Yeah, that day.
Would Jacob ever get tangled up with them, if you ever heard of?
With the Indians?
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't. I would hope. So, but they never all scared of
them. I bet.
They said, I've heard my grandpa say, "Well, I've heard the old man over there, Kenneth, say, a moonlight night comes." That was the night the Indians came. And I'll take you up. You just step over here. I'll show you the hill. See that hill over there, way over there? Them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 trees on top, the highest place on. There's where the Indians used to sit. Because there was no brush here. And they'd watch these people what they saw. And at night they'd get their horses. Why, they could have killed every one of these old people, sure, instead of them being. My grandpa had a stallion.
French?
He says, "I ain't really nobody
gonna get this stuff." He told him around heaven.
I still know the hold of him, still there, and he's. In a hole in a log cabin over there. And on top he had some holes where he slept. I heard him say that himself, he had that horse tied to his leg. The Indian crawled up there and cut the rope and got the horse while he was sleeping. They could have killed him. But my grandpa said, and I heard all the Indians was good. They'd give them a chew of tobacco. Well, when they come from their own country, the other people, they didn't have nothing. They didn't have a gun or nothing. And these Indians had bow and arrows. They were killed by the cattle horses here. They'd bring them meat, they'd give them a piece of tobacco or something. They was neighboring. But there's a bunch of groups in here. They started to pick them. That's where they started to steal. Well, I was told. They talk about that every time at night. Oh, there was slavery and it's killed around. Right on that hill. Right on the road. His name was Murray. Murray. Was hunting cattle when a mule, little boy, was riding a mule. And he was riding a horse in this paper, this paper cow. And at that time, the Indian keep riding. Stop. And
can't tell them apart.
Well, he's got it from Miss Della somewhere.
Well, her grandpa, he had all kind of guns. He had one. Oh, it had a, it was a double barrel. It was as long as that nose. And he had a stick, you know, where he'd load it, powder, And then he had a cap. And he always used it as long as he lived. But what become of that gun, I don't know.
I've got one that my dad used when he was a boy. It's about like that.
Yeah.
It was a total wreck now. I don't know if Ben stayed up some of the kin folks had it and got mistreated. It was just a very good old town. Who was raising Seguin?
Seguin,
huh? Yeah, they settled there. His grandmother, I guess it was, came there back in the 1850s, I guess. And,
well, you know, when they come here, they didn't pay much for this land. Tell them they were off, man, Rudolf. He come over here from Germany. That's one of all them deeds, And he took up all this country. And they bought it from him, you know, then, 50 cents an acre. Now it's worth a thousand, but it ain't worth that.
Yes. I'm hard to make that on it, I know.
Can't make that on that.
It's well past time, just like yours when they come, huh?
That's long to do?
Yeah, this is his baby.
Haven't seen them in a long time. How they getting around?
Oh, they're fine. They just came back from their vacation yesterday.
Oh, how'd it go?
Just a couple of days.
There's one that's going to see some rough times yet. This keeps on.
Yeah.
Is your mother-in-law going to go to her brother? Because her son
hardly... Half of the time. She got to stay out here next week, and Ben Lee and Kevin are going to come out and run the place and stay with her. Ben Lee's going to be working with the bill anyhow.
You know,
in office. Work this
50 years ago when I was a boy and all like that, me and Riley and four of these boys around here, we didn't have no way to take cattle to the market or haul them. We had to drive them in. We'd start here on a Sunday. Now that were Bruce's places or Sammy's, It used to be beyond Hans' place. And these buyers from around here, like Andrew Orr, and John Eggle and them, they'd buy a bunch of cattle during the week. And then they'd hire me. Some of the boys, I got me most of the time. And we'd start Sunday morning. That road to town was no gravel, nothing but dirt road, San Antonio. And we was on the way all day. Do you remember where Steve Chilango's place used to be? The graveyard is now, but it's covered with, Justice got a store there, that was all Johnson grass, so we'd camp there at night and herd them. Next morning we had a fella to meet us, and then we'd go through Mexican town there, and dogs and wild cattle, I tell you, we had at the time.
I thought that would be it.
About 8 o'clock, we got to the yards. Stockyards. Well, we left our horse at the mule barn there and fed them. Eat dinner. They sold their cattle. About 4 o'clock, 3-4 o'clock, we saddled up and rode home that night. And old water. No water.
Yeah, not a creek between there, is it?
They paid $1 a day.
You earned it.
$1 a day.
and furnished deeds, and it was either sardines or these dried sausage or cheese and bacon, and you'd almost starve for a drink of water. But the canteen was too damn dumb. It was just too dumb. Yeah, we were just too dumb. I told my brother Riley the other day, you know, we was too dumb. We could have had a canteen or a jug. He said, that's right, Doug. Well, they called that the new cowboy in them days. You know, if you was to carry your water with you, you thought, had to be tough, huh?
Yeah.
Him and I, we got from Gorinsky Stable, little boy, Tackler named it then. We got on two horses one evening, Riley and I, and we rode home in 5 hours till the Rio Medina.
Well, they put a good time.
But they were good travelers.
I think they were.
We'd ride maybe about 5 miles, ride one horse, and we'd change. Because that was making, but they was good gating horses. We talked about it the other day.
That's what, 25, 30 miles, isn't it? Did you come to Castleville and then north, or did you cut across somewhere?
When we come back, we generally come to Petranka Road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We'd take them to Petranka Road, go to that slick ranch. Patlin had a place in there where we'd camp at night. Or when we'd take them from Castleville, we'd go to Castleville Road.
Uh-huh.
This is what you call the Petranka Road here. No water, no well. Huh? 10 days.
That's bad. Looks like that.
Now there's a house every 100 yards.
Yeah. That's really growing up out there.
Yeah.
I guess Betty's not too far from the Burgess, is she? I mean, the Brunnels.
Not too far. She was a lot closer before she moved.
Oh.
She was up there in that corner between 90 and 410. Now she's out here this side of 1604.
You know,
she's on this side.
Bill Burl and I, Bill Burl and Riley and I, we'd haul the hogs in. You know, they'd cut them in the wagon, you know, like this.
How's that?
Corn beds on it,
uh-huh.
The boards across. Oh, I went for about 8, 9 years old. They were older. We hauled these hogs, we had 2 loads of hogs. And we got to the yards there, and the train come. And the mule backed up and turned the wagon over, and there was hogs all over the harbor. Well, if it wasn't for the niggers, we didn't lose the one, though.
Really?
Turned the wagon completely over. Oh, my.
Couldn't stay on that train, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never heard the train.
How long did it take you to get it back together?
Well, not too long, you know. There was always a bunch of people around there, and everyone had a dog.
Got them chased back where you could get them later? Right at the stockyard?
Yeah. We're just about to unload them.
This was one of the hollies ago.
Really? Gee, they've been gone.
Years ago?
Yeah, I guess.
60 years ago, we had to haul the water. There was no wells here. No wells, no tanks. We had to haul the water to wash and drink from the river.
Sure enough.
And when the cattle come to water, they had to haul, there was all water lanes here. The cattle had to come way from backyard to the river to water.
Oh, where was the road then? On the other side of the river?
The road?
from Castroville to Rio Medina. Was that on the other side of the river?
This,
still this way.
Same trail, car trail. The same trail.
Road.
That was the dirt road.
Oh, yeah.
Growed up with mesquites.
Yes.
Finally, the county took it over and cleaned it up.
Got some chili peppers over there under that cedar tree that arrived. That's why I have to watch him so.
Oh, oh boy, he learned a fast lesson if he gets hold of one of them.
Yeah, he gave us some this evening, but I told him they were for the dogs so he threw them in the dog pen.
Well, them old people, they had hard times when they come here.
Oh, up there.
Who were the original owners of the place where y'all live?
They call it the Schneider place. I think that's as far back as we've done with it.
I guess this property here's been in Reese's family ever since. Nobody owned this before your grandpa owned it, did they?
Who?
This property here, wasn't your grandpa the first one that owned it? I said your grandpa, wasn't he the first one that owned this property?
That owned it?
Oh, old man Wurzbach.
Oh, y'all bought it from the
Wurzbach. Owned it, and my grandfather, my great-grandfather, he bought it from Wurzbach. Old man Wurzbach had this whole thing here, from here down, put near to Castroville. That was all Wurzbach land. When he come from the old country, he settled here. He first settled here, And then these, he was a German. And then these French, they come in here in Alsace and Germans, and they bought from him. Well, that's the way all this land. But you'd be surprised. And if you see them old deeds, because 200 years ago, people that owned it were. That they must have been just people that come from over there, you know, and there were no, the Germans, there was English people, you know, English. And they settled here. Yeah, that's what the old deeds read.
Worse about all this then before Castro's bunch got here, huh?
Well, no.
But so far,
it's time. I don't think Castro owned any of these.
Well, he owned the other side of the river, didn't he?
Yeah.
Whose grant was the other side of the river?
Yeah. Was Castro French or Mexican?
I understand he was a French, but his family had been Jews in Portugal. So I think he was an American citizen at the time all this came about. He had moved over here from France and had become an American citizen and went back over there to organize all of this. He was a busy man.
Days and all them things was caught before I was here.
We know that.
This is called the French settlement here.
Yeah.
This is the French settlement. Mostly all French people. And up there, heavy settlement.
Who were the French? The settlers and who else?
Well, the Sitters, the Moniers, the old people that I can think of names.
The gents, weren't they?
Huh?
Were the gents?
Jim, Stein. See, they all moved together on account of the Indians. to take all them little places there. You take Castroville there. That's why all them rock houses are so close together. That was Indian time, sure. I bet you there was building down there that are 200 years old. I know this house up here. It's bound to be 200 years old, this rock house.
This little teacher lives up here by herself and has for 2 years now.
Oh, hit that house? They take down here at Castroville
somewhere? She's a high school teacher. I don't know what her name is. Never have met her. Weiss knows her, but he don't know her name.
Well, them rocks, most of them rocks that's there in church, that Castleville church, I don't see how they ever got them up there. They come out of my head. I can show you where they saw them, you know, the soft rocks. Regular snake dens, not good. But how they ever got the big heavy, the old people ever got the big heavy rocks up that church steeple.
They sure have to have some bullies and some mules, I guess.
He had, the way I understand, they had mostly oxen.
Well, I guess that's been released your control.
Has Sue gone home for the summer?
No, she's working in Seguin.
Oh, is she?
Uh-huh.
She's not going to school?
Not the first term. I think she's going second, 6 weeks. And,
she sure does seem like a nice little girl.
She's crazy about it.
I think so. I sent you just what I think Bill would pick.
I tell you, but I can sit down here and this country has changed in my days. I'm sure I didn't know. I remember when the first automobile went through here. Yep.
Yeah, 75 or 76 years makes a difference.
There was a lot happening in that time. Even in my lifetime, I used to run outside when you hear an airplane go overhead. Now you won't go out to look at a satellite.
I remember when the first airplane really got past the building town, the first airplane. They heard it, but they didn't know what it was. They were all going to the devil coming in.
Thank you.
But what it's going to turn out to, I don't know.
leg don't go too fast. About three jumps and it's through. That's my daddy's leg.